Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, a resource for Black women who are looking to get to where the healing and joy resides. Let's go ahead and get into today's short, quick episode. I'm prefacing that by really telling myself this is going to be short and quick. But if you've been rolling with me for a while, you know, sometimes I just have to get into the flow. But we're going to see. You know, I want to be upfront and just let you know that this episode is about one really amazing, I don't want to say side effect, but one really amazing benefit that you are going to notice when you really start to say no and enforce your boundaries. There's going to be some things that are not so pleasant as well, and I'll talk about a few of those too, but I'm going to tell you one really amazing thing that I have noticed now that I have really, really begun to set boundaries, which I've mentioned before, has been really hard for me. It has been really, really hard for me, not in every situation, but in major situations, right? So if you didn't listen to last week's episode, I talked about it a bit before about boundaries and things like that and what I was going through. So you may want to go back and listen to that episode as well. I believe that was last Monday. But you know, I've noticed something really positive and I want to share that with you. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. The good and the bad. Well, actually, none of it is bad. Honestly, when you start really asserting yourself, setting your boundaries, sticking the line in the sand or whatever that saying is, like there's really nothing quote unquote bad, but there are some things that are going to probably happen that they're not going to feel good. They're not going to give you the warm and fuzzies. I'm just going to be real with you, okay? So that you kind of know what to expect. All right. So let's see. What did I do for self-care? I always like to start the podcast letting you know what I did for self-care in the previous days or weeks or whatever. I guess one of the things I can tell you that I've been doing is your girl has been a baking fiend. Yes, bacon, child. I have baked. And I really never used to bake. I was the kid that did not really like to cook as far as I recall. I just like to eat. But I can't recall really having a strong desire to cook. And that could be a nature versus nurture thing. I'm not really sure. And that's not the point of this episode. But as I am getting older and I'm tired of like all the stuff that's being put in the foods and all that stuff, I'm really trying my best to, when I can, and this is not like an everyday thing, it's not like that, it's not that kind of party, right? But when I can and when the spirit moves me, I prefer to obviously make my own things or learn to make my own things. That's really important to me. That's really important to me. So this is not to say that your girl doesn't slide through the in and out drive through, or get, you know, go to McDonald's and get a 2 cheeseburger Happy Meal with a Dr. Pepper. Okay. Yes, your girl still does. But I have really, really, really been cooking more and I love it. I love it. So yeah, for self-care, just learning how to be more self-reliant in the form of cooking. Down the line, I want to learn about
Well, I tried growing herbs. I failed at that. But I'm going to get back out there at some point and learn how to make certain, like, grow certain herbs and vegetables. Because I really do want to learn about herbalism and, you know, just other things. But the cooking part, it's accessible to me right now. And so that's what I've been doing. So I've made banana bread several times. I've made blueberry bread, or is it called blueberry loaf and banana loaf? I don't know what it's called. Banana bread, banana loaf, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. And like blueberry bread or blueberry loaf, whatever the heck it's called. I've made those several times. I even tried making regular bread, and that was an epic fail. A big, big fail, because your girl forgot to put in the salt and a little bit of apple cider vinegar, excuse me. So that bread was not breading. It came out okay, but it was the blandest bread I have ever tasted in my life. So note to self and note to you as well. If you're new in that realm, as I certainly am, make sure you follow directions. And I know what you're saying. You're like, girl, I'm black. Cause this is me. What I said, like, I don't like, I'm the person that I just feel like I know everything. When I get a box that of something that needs to be assembled, I just go for it. I may briefly look at the directions, and then when it's not going the way that I want it to go and I have to unassemble some things, I will then look at the directions. It's because I am black and I know everything, okay? I know everything. I don't even care. I know everything. I don't need to look at no directions because I got this. Why are we like this? maybe it's not you, but the people that I know, like my people, we are the same. So I don't know, but it's just hilarious. Anyway, follow directions, sis, and save yourself all that wasted flour and all that time running your oven, wasting the gas and things like that. But all kidding aside, yeah, the baking is a thing for me now, and it's amazing. I'm loving it. And it just feels so good to be like, you can rely on yourself in that way. Right? It's just another tool in your toolkit. It's another, I don't know. And I feel like it's a form of resilience and resistance as well. When you're able to cook your own things, make your own things, grow your own things, like all of it's like a form of resistance for me, and also an act of joy, because I do enjoy it. So that is what I did for self-care in the last few weeks, honestly. Baking my own breads and things like that. And it's been a treat. So let's go ahead and get into today's episode, okay? All right. So I want to talk to you about, just when I share these things, keep in mind that I'm not a therapist. These are just the things that I notice as I'm exploring what it means for me to feel whole, as I do these things that align me with my whole self. They align with my healing, things of that nature. I'm just coming from a place where I'm just sharing with you my thoughts and things that are working or not working for me, in the hopes that they will provide you with some type of insight or guidance as you, you know, navigate your journey. Okay. All right. So let's talk about it. I want to talk about this amazing thing that I've noticed happen the more I have been asserting myself and setting boundaries. And then also, I want to give you some things that you should be aware of that are probably going to pop up as you begin to do this. Okay. And these things are not so nice, right? So I don't know which one to start with. Should I give you the good or the like womp womp, but it's all good. It's all a part of the journey. So let me just start with the thing that I noticed that's amazing. How about that? So the thing that I've noticed that is amazing, the more I've been saying no, the more that I have drawn my line in the sand, the more I have held firm to my boundaries in a certain area of my life that I really, really, really struggled to set boundaries in this area. But now I'm like, I know going forward, I'm not going to have that problem anymore because I'm just not even going to mess with it. But I noticed that I'm no longer showing up as the representative of myself. Does that make sense? That's been a really beautiful thing. That's the positive thing that I've noticed, like right off the bat. I am no longer showing up as the representative. So you're like, well, who's the representative? I mean, the representative can be, this is not a technical term as far as like, I don't have a technical definition of who the representative is, but I'm sure you can get the gist of it. But for me, the representative represents, it's like a hollow version of myself. It's a fake version of Bree that shows up. When I think of a representative, I think of like someone in customer service who is only there to get a check and they ain't really feeling it. Have you ever called, like, let's say you had to call your cable company or call your cell phone company or someone along those lines, and you get the quote unquote representative, right? And with the representative, especially when there's like a problem, let's say your Wi-Fi is not working, okay? And so you call the representative and you can tell that they are just not feeling it. They are going through the motions. They are giving all of this script action to you. They are not necessarily being genuine. And I want to say that I have had some amazing customer service from amazing people. But when I'm talking about the representative, this is the version of you that I'm talking about. You're just showing up. Okay, you don't want to be bothered. You're tired. You're drained. You have no emotional energy. You have no physical energy. You have no spiritual energy. You have given all you have to give, but you still have to show up because you need something. You're getting something out of the situation that, you know, especially if you're in survival mode, you're getting something out of that situation that is meeting a need that you currently have. And if it wasn't for that need, you would have told that job. I am cracking up right now. You would have told that job, for example, a long time ago, it's above me now. Goodbye. Right? Or that person in your life, it's above me now. Goodbye. Okay, so that representative is the one that shows up. And honestly, I feel like the representative where like you're wearing a mask of yourself. It's like a disguise. It's not the true you. You've blocked your feelings. You've blocked your emotions. You're, like I said, you're going through the motions. You're probably not happy. You're probably miserable in whatever that situation is or was, right? Before you set that specific boundary or boundaries in that experience or with those people. But that's the representative. It's like the masked version of you. And there's no freedom in that. There's no freedom in this mask, okay? There's no freedom in suppressing your true self. It's miserable. You're not happy. You hate it here. It's ghetto. One star for the experience, right? All of those things. That's what I mean when I say the representative. Like, it's not your true self. It's not your true self, okay? It is a small, minute portion of you that is there specifically just to serve a purpose. Whatever that purpose is, it depends on the situation. And that's the thing about masks. You know, there's masks aplenty, right? There are disguises aplenty. So one day you may wear the chipper mask. One day you may wear the mask that's like showing the world, you got this, you good girl, I got it all worked out. Another mask might be I really love this person when you don't. Like, there's all kinds of masks that we wear when we are in survival mode. And so that representative pops up, that hollow version of you, that untrue version of yourself steps forward. And, you know, you just suppress and hide and keep everything stuffed down. That at least that's what my representative was trying to do. Like, I just hid a lot of stuff. I did a lot of pretending that things were okay. A lot of pretending that things were great when they were not. My representative also would try to fix things. Like, if people were mad at me, oh my God, I could not take that. because I dealt with so much abandonment in my life. Like, I could not take someone being mad at me, heaven forbid. Especially if that person had either like a position in my life where I felt like I needed them, or if they were like in a position of power or authority, right? I would do that. I would like pretend or try to fix everything, right? So my representative, while wearing the mask, and I'm talking about the mask actually because just last week it was, we had our very first book club with a B. I said club with a V for some reason. Book club, and we discussed Sisters of the Yam by bell hooks, and that book club, it was very small, very intimate, but the people that were there were giving, and it was a really great discussion of certain parts of the book. But yeah, we wear this mask in different places where we either don't feel safe, or we're like, in, you know, we're feeling like we must do this to thrive or survive, you know what I mean? Different masks for different occasions, different masks for different times. I feel like a lot of us in the world, we're just attending the world's biggest freaking costume ball, and all of us are presenting these quote-unquote safe versions of ourselves. Like, I don't feel like, and I'm speaking for myself too, please hear me, I'm speaking for myself too. I feel like we aren't giving our true selves. We're because we've been conditioned to not do that. We've been conditioned to understand that it's not safe, right? How many times have you shown up as your authentic self and been rejected? How many times did you show up as your authentic self and be told, like, that's not good, you're bad, or feel like you're rejected because you showed raw or real emotion, or you disagree with someone that's in a position of authority, or you had certain needs that you wanted to have met, right? But they just weren't. They were just shut down or ignored, or you were shamed into taking that need and putting it away, right? So of course we are walking around wearing, like, we're all at this costume ball. Of course we are. We have the world's finest dresses on, dresses that we cannot afford, that we have put on our credit cards to prove to other people that we got it like that. Pulling up in these expensive SUVs and luxury cars that we cannot afford. So we are leasing them and even renting them, you know, to show up at this costume party that we just really, it's like, when you think about it, it's like, why am I even attending this party, this hypothetical party? Why am I even continuing to play this game? For years, I played the game. For years, I wore the mask. For years. And I have to sit with that and think, like, what was I getting out of that? What was I getting out of that relationship when I wasn't being my true self? What was I getting out of that experience, when I had to hide things, or, you know, feel guilty about having needs or asserting myself or speaking my truth? Like, what was I gaining? What was I getting from that? And those are questions that I really want you to ask yourself. But it's like, we all at some point, for one reason or another, we have attended that costume ball, and we have shown up with a variety of masks to fit any situation you could think of. And we do that because ultimately we just want to feel safe. We want to be loved. We want to be liked, right? But I can tell you that, at least for me, again, sharing my experience, especially now that I've overcome this hurdle, the hurdle is not complete. And that's going to be part two of this conversation. But as far as I'm concerned, I've gotten over the biggest hurdle. And now that I have, and I'm on the top of the mountain, or starting to go down the other side, if you will, I don't know, whatever makes sense. I feel more liberated. Okay. I feel powerful. I feel like I don't have to now show up as the representative that just goes along to get along, co-signs what everybody says because I want them to like me. I don't know, just being agreeable, again, not asserting myself, just allowing any and everything and saying, yeah, that's fine. Even though inside I'm just like bitter as hell, because I'm like, no, that's not fine. Like, no, I feel more liberated. I feel happier. I feel freer. Like, I feel like I don't have to wear this mask. I don't feel like I have to wear the mask. I don't have to hide my pain. I don't have to hide my experiences. I don't have to hide my displeasure. I don't have to hide my anger. I don't have to hide my joy. I don't have to hide my whatever, my history, my background, my whatever. Like, I don't have to hide anymore. I have literally unmasked myself in during the process of this healing. I've unmasked myself. Rest assured, or hear me when I say that it's definitely easy to put that mask back on, especially when things are getting rough, things are feeling hard. You want to kind of like protect yourself, or you start to doubt if you even did the right things or if you're doing the right thing, because again, you might start feeling some kind of way and you're like, okay, let me put this mask back on and just go back to quote unquote the norm, right? And I can tell you there are a lot of norms that need to be broken down. Okay, a lot of norms that need to be obliterated. All right. But yeah, it's easy to put that mask back on depending on the situation. I did that a lot too. And I'm not saying I'll never do it again because life be lifing, and healing is not a straight line. Our lives are not a straight line. And at some point once you get over a certain thing, or you've healed from a certain thing, or you've, you know, broken through a certain thing, you're going to level up, and then you're going to be presented with another situation where you're going to have that choice. Oh, crap. What do I do? Do I put the mask on? Do I not? Do I assert myself? Is it okay to have boundaries? Can I speak up? You know, am I like all these things? Okay, so there's no judgment here. There's no judgment here. Not a bit. Not a bit. Regardless of where you fall in all of this, wherever you are, no judgment. Just awareness. No judgment, just awareness. Okay. But yeah, that's a huge benefit that I've noticed with just asserting myself, just being able to be free, take that mask off, not hide anymore, not hide behind anything. Like, this is me. This is Bree. And this is how she rolls. This is Bree. This is what she likes. This is what she doesn't like. This is who I am. This is who I am becoming. These are the things I do. This is what I enjoy. This is what my life has been like. Like just, you know, not hiding, and just allowing yourself that freedom. The more freedom you allow yourself to have, and the more space you free up in your life, I promise you, you're going to get to more joy. More joy. Now, sometimes when you're in the muck, sometimes you have to be really intentional about creating joy and finding joy and finding those pockets of peace, right? But the more you allow yourself to just lean into that liberation, baby step by baby step by baby step, the more joy you're going to start feeling in your body, in your life. Like, it just, it's there. The joy is there, sis. The joy is there. Let me go ahead and take a quick break right here. I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show, and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relation
relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time, there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup in hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life, and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil, and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE. All right, so I am back. All right, so I talked about the beautiful thing that I began to notice once I really just like said, I'm not trying to live my life as a representative. Like I'm showing up as my full self. You know, all those beautiful things, like just no longer wearing that mask, like the mask starting to really crumble and the real Bree showing up, like the real Slim Shady, the real thick Brie, because I ain't slim. The real thick Brie is showing up. All right. But I'm going to tell you real quick, and I kind of alluded to this before. Let me tell you so you can prepare yourself. As you begin to, as you continue asserting yourself, or you begin to assert yourself and you begin to like draw your line in the sand, as soon as you start to have boundaries and you start to have, what's the word called? Not values. Oh gosh, I'm drawing a blank. It'll come to me. But once you start to have, not requirements. Let's just go with requirements. That's not the word that I'm looking for, but the other word escapes me. And I know someone's probably talking to their phone right now and saying, girl, the word is dot, dot, dot. But I can't think of what the word is. I'm going to just say requirements, but that's not the word. But once you start having requirements for your life, people are not going to like that. Obviously, they are going to be feeling some kind of way. They are going to be feeling threatened for whatever reason. A lot of times it's because people do not have the capacity to understand where you're coming from. They don't have the emotional intelligence or maturity to understand where you're coming from. It's always all about them, 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 and what they need.
and you are secondary. And for some people, that's just always what it's going to be. That's always what it's going to give. Not everybody is trying to, you know, break barriers. Not everybody is trying to break cycles. Not everybody is trying to, standards. That was the word, standards. Oh my gosh. Standards was the word I was thinking of before. If somebody sent that to me mentally, thank you, girl. But yeah, everybody ain't trying to be like Mike. Everybody's not trying to do, you know, live a life like separated from this whole decolonized or like this colonized concept of living that we have. Okay. They are comfortable being in their little box, and that's completely fine. Who am I to define their life or to define the box they're living in? That's not my responsibility. That's not my business. Okay. As long as it's not, you know, infringing in a negative way on me, you do you. Okay. My way isn't the better way. Their way isn't the better way. Or I should say my way is a better way for me. It doesn't mean it's a better way for them. So I just mind my business unless it like bumps up against something that has to do with me. Okay. And that's a hard pill to swallow because a lot of times we be the only ones in our families or our relationships, you know, they like it. Once you start doing this work or as you continue to do this work, that division, like it can get bigger, like wider and wider and wider, right? Or bigger and bigger and bigger or deeper and deeper and deeper. If they also, like your spouse, your partner, your BFF, your parent, your dad, your cousin or whomever, like they're also, if they're not doing the work as well and they are still in that old mindset that you are shifting away from, right? So like I said, as far as like the freedom and being able to see yourself fully and to remove that mask, that has definitely been a benefit. And that is definitely a benefit you are going to begin to notice. But unfortunately, as you are still going through and you are in the muck for the next few days, weeks, months, possibly even longer, unfortunately, you are going to notice that people are really not going to accept this new you. They're not going to be like welcoming you with open arms because you are disrupting patterns that have been in place forever in some cases, especially if it's like a family dynamic, right? And let's say you're the kid or you were the kid and your grandparents or your dad, your mom, your whomever set the flow of the house. And then here you come 30, 40 years later, disrupting those patterns and holding up that mirror to that dynamic. It's not necessarily going to be a happy time between you and this person or family dynamic or whatever the case may be. Because unfortunately, like I said, a lot of people do not have the understanding or awareness that you do. And some people will never have it. They are okay with the status quo. They don't want anything to change, especially if it's going to disrupt whatever you've been feeding them, whether it's attention, money, love, time, energy, you always taking the load off their back, like whatever it is you've been giving and you disrupt that and you're setting a boundary, it's not going to be a happy time. Okay. It's just not. However you've been supporting that situation and you start to pull back and focus that energy on yourself, they're not going to necessarily, like I said, just be like, oh, this is great. I'm proud of you. Right? I don't know. I've never heard of anyone share with me that once they started to really honor their humanity and honor their boundaries and just do them, you know what I'm saying? And live their life. Like I've not heard anyone ever share with me that their family was like, yes, you know what I'm saying? Never. I have never. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I've just never. And how long have I been doing the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast? Since like, I don't even know, like 3 years now or something like that. I don't have the exact date. I have never. Never. Okay. I have never. So things that you're probably going to notice, and I'm just telling you like it is, right? And this is not an all-inclusive list. I'm just letting you know, like, some of the things that I have noticed when I have decided to do me. Okay. And I started saying no. Like one thing that was automatic was just like this fear, or guilt. I mean, there was some fear too, but really the word I was looking for was guilt. Feelings of guilt. Like if you're an empathetic empathetic person. If you're an empathetic person, like I tend to be, you were conditioned to think that your emotions are wrong, your desires are wrong, your needs are wrong, or they're not wrong, but first, these other conditions have to be met. And then, you know, we'll get into your stuff, right? But you're probably going to have feelings of guilt, like big time feelings of guilt. And you're probably going to question yourself too. Like you're going to feel this guilt. You're like, oh, well, should I have done that? Like, this is literally me telling you from experience just from like the last couple of weeks. Okay. It's like, should I have done that? Was that okay? Are they mad? They're mad. I'm a bad person. How could I do that to them at a time like this? Like, you're going to start to question everything as soon as you begin to assert yourself, especially if you have never done it or you haven't done it in that situation in a very long time. You're going to question yourself. Sis, when that happens, I want you to lean into that self-trust, okay? Lean into that self-trust. Lean into that. Don't listen to that negative thought, because that's not even you, but don't listen to that negative thought that's telling you that you're a bad person and you should be ashamed of yourself. And how could you do this to them when da-da-da-da? Like, all that is kill the noise, okay? I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but kill the noise, right? When those words come in, counter them. In advance, start writing out affirmations. Like in my journal, so I'm doing this 52 weeks of, what's the book called? It's like a Bible devotional called 52 weeks of something. I don't even know what it's called. In any case, as I go through each week, and I think I'm on chapter or week 5 now, because I just started a few weeks ago. I try to create and write down at least one affirmation based on the study from that week. And I don't have my journal in front of me, but I have several affirmations I have written out. One of the affirmations I do know I have on my post-it on my laptop is like something along the lines of speak words of faith and positivity over your life or something along those lines. But I make sure to write things down, and I want you to start doing this, okay? I want you to start doing this, okay? Start creating affirmations that speak intentionally about your situation and counter, because I don't know what negative thoughts you might have. Only you know that, right? Because again, we tend to hide things. So you probably wouldn't even have known some of the things had I not shared with you like a part of my life. But I want you to keep a list and start like writing down these affirmations. Every time you have a fear of like this guilt or whatever, like figure out how you can counter that and create an affirmation out of that. Because we need to continuously be affirming ourselves. And one way that you can do that is just like reading words of affirmation, saying words of affirmation, like speaking words of affirmation over yourself, over your life, over your situations, over your circumstances, right? Okay. But we end up forgetting certain things. And so when it comes back around, because it's going to come back around, it's going to come back around, right? We're not prepared. And so we don't have positive things that we can read, positive truths about ourselves, like even writing down your truths, right? Writing down your truths, because we'll tend to forget those too. And then when that situation comes back around, you're just like, oh God, I'm such a bad person. That's not even the truth. And plus, on top of that, let me be clear, it's not bad to assert yourself. It's not bad to have boundaries. We have just been conditioned to believe that it's bad. It ain't. It's not bad. It's not. Okay? So if you've been conditioned for years that having boundaries is bad, you're going to automatically just go into guilt mode immediately. Okay? I want you to start keeping a list of affirmations. So expect that. Expect guilt mode to kick in big time. All right? Another thing that I would tell you to be aware of is that as you do these things, okay, don't be surprised if, like, especially if this is like a family kind of thing, don't be surprised if you get like the silent treatment, you get gray rocked where the person just acts like you don't exist. Don't be surprised if you get ghosted. Don't be surprised if you get stonewalled. And don't be surprised if more gaslighting occurs and people are like, oh, that didn't happen. And you da, 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 da. Like, don't be surprised about any of that stuff. It's gonna happen. Especially if your circumstance, your familial environment, you know, with your grandma, your granddad, your dad, your aunt, your aunt, like whomever, your sister, your brother, like whoever, right? If you guys never had healthy boundaries in the family or examples of healthy boundaries, just like if you've never had examples of healthy relationships, you're gonna get out in them streets and you're not gonna know how to have a healthy relationship, right? That's definitely my truth. I don't know what the hell I'm doing in some of my old relationships. It takes time to learn. You literally have to learn. Okay. But if your family or your situation is like a circumstance where there was never healthy examples of boundaries, love, support, like any of those things, when you start to remove that energy, like remove yourself from that energy and just do you, take care of you, assert yourself, set your boundaries, things like that, people are not going to be happy about that. And you will get gaslit. You will be shamed and blamed. You will be stonewalled. You'll be ignored. You'll be rejected. Like, people like that go back to their, because they feel threatened by what you're doing, they go back into what they're accustomed to, what they're used to, what they have been conditioned to do, possibly from their parents or their past relationships or things like that. It's just an unhealthy circle that will continue until you break the cycle. It's unfortunate that it's been placed upon your shoulders to take care of, but you know, that's just what it is. I can't really speak to that. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. So be prepared for that. Know that those things are not true. Know that you have permission to set whatever space between you and that situation. You know, like, you have permission, not from me, from yourself. You're empowered to set however much space you need, whatever you feel is healthy. And, you know, it's up to you to figure out how much interaction you even want to have, right? It can be hard. It really, really can be. No one said, or whoever said that healing was easy and fun, they lied. Like, healing can be ugly. It can hurt. It can be painful. You can experience grief of the things either you never had, but you wanted, or the things you had and that were taken away. Like, just all kinds of things, right? It's not necessarily always easy. I believe it gets easier the more your life begins to shift. But we have to get to that place to allow our life to begin to shift. And that can be the hard part. That can be the hard part. Right? I'm sorry that that's something that we have to go through. I'm sorry that this is something that we have to experience through no fault of our own. But if we really want to get to where the liberation is and the freedom and the joy and our just being able to be our authentic selves and not have to hide, you know, ourselves and you know, show up as a representative and just go along to get along and people please and all that stuff, like, we've got to do the work. We've got to heal from all that muck and stuff that was thrust upon us. And for a lot of us, that stuff goes deep. It goes deep, deep. So know that it's going to take some time to do this work. And you might start doing the work or be in a good place because you've done the work. And then you might see that for whatever reason, you end up taking 5 steps back. That's all right. Work is work. You know what I mean? That's a part of it. That is a part of the work. Like, work is work. Healing takes work. Consistent work. As small as it needs to be, but it needs to happen. It needs to happen. I would encourage you to find a community where you feel safe enough to discuss these kinds of things. Or if you want to lurk, I'm sure that there are Reddit boards that discuss different things, from family life to narcissists to there's all kinds of boards or whatever they're called on Reddit. I don't know what they're called, the little forums or whatever on Reddit. There's resources that can definitely give you more insight. I hadn't planned on doing this, but let me just do it anyway real quick. Some of the books that I have recently read, can I pull up my Audible really quickly? Sorry, y'all. I hadn't planned on sharing these books because I didn't think about it before. Well, one book that I'm reading right now is by, I believe her name is Nedra Glover. It's Drama Free. I'm about halfway through with that. It's really, really good. It's a guide to managing like unhealthy family relationships, because that's what I'm dealing with right now. But books that I have read previously are Stop Walking on Eggshells. That's by Paul T. Mason. Like, if you feel like you can't be your authentic self, you don't have boundaries, things like that, and you have to just like tiptoe around situations and issues, that was a really good book for me. What was it called? I believe it's called Survivors of PTSD. That was a good one. I'm going to need to put a book list together because I wasn't prepared to talk about this stuff. So maybe that's something I can do on the website. Just keep a running list of some of the books that I've read, books on how to love yourself, books on being your true self, books on healing, books on healthy relationships, books on boundaries, books on money, right? Because a lot of us don't have really good relationships with money. I definitely do not, but I am healing my relationship with money. Just different things like that. So maybe if anyone's interested, I will put together like a book list and put it on the website of books that I either have read or intend to read at some point in this life. I have a long list of books because that helps me to heal. Just being able to read and learn, that helps me. That's like a tool in my toolkit, if that makes sense, along with other things as well. So, that's basically it, girl. Prepare yourself. The further you go, the more, you know, initially disruption there might be, because we are disrupting patterns and habits and things that need to just die off, right? Things, unhealthy, toxic things that just need to die off, be healed and die off. but to counter it, like I said, you're going to notice that you are going to be able to experience more joy. You're going to be able to fully be your true self and breathe a little easier. And just, there's definitely benefits to it, right? For sure. More pockets of peace. Absolutely. It's just, It's kind of like a balancing act, if that makes any sense. That's how it feels for me, you know, just like a balancing act. Whoo, child. So that is it for this week's episode. I hope it fed your spirit in some kind of way. If you have any comments or questions, you can always email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that is connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, @browngirlselfcare.com. And before I go, if this episode blessed you in some way and you would like to support the show, I would love it if you left a 5-star review and rating and comment on iTunes. That definitely helps the podcast to grow. Shout out to everyone that has left a rating, comment, and review on iTunes. I just appreciate you so very much. So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I love you. Have a blessed week, and I will see you next Monday.